everyone. Welcome to Eagles 360 on this Tuesday. We are back from our mini bye week on Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro. So much energy here at the NovaCare Complex. The Eagles 5-1 tied for the best record in the NFL with a Monday night game again. Primetime exposure for the Eagles. The Washington Redskins come to town on Monday, so we've got a lot to get to between now and then. We've got a great show for you today. We'll update you on everything that's happening here with the Eagles. Head coach Doug Peterson in studio. By the way, Lane Johnson back in action, ready to go. That's great news for the Eagles. We begin the show with a little tape study here. So a lot of big plays on Thursday night, right? Three interceptions. Rasul Douglas had one, and it turned into 7 points for the Eagles. And everybody kind of focused on Fletcher Cox moving the pocket, forcing Cam Newton into a bad throw. But there was more than meets the eye on that play in our tape study today, Ike Reese. And linebackers coach Ken Flagel talk about the impact Jordan Hicks had on that takeaway.
Third down and 5. Newton, McCaffrey to his left. McCaffrey to the left of Newton. Newton goes back. He steps up. He's hit as he fires the football. It's intercepted. It is intercepted by Douglas, and the Eagles have the football down at the 12.
Joining us for this week's tape study is Eagles linebacker coach Ken Flagel. Coach, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thanks
great game. Great game last week from your LBs. You guys all over the field. But one thing I like about this defense is they work hand in hand. You guys up front with your guys in the middle as well on the back end. Watch this play early in the game, and we're going to see Jordan Hicks here. Talk to us a little bit about what his responsibility is here as it pertains to the rest of the guys up front.
Well, we had a coverage in against Cam Newton and the Panthers where we were actually going to put a free linebacker on him because he was so good at escaping the rush and buying time and extending the down with his feet. So we didn't want to give him that opportunity. So we put Jordan on the quarterback man-to-man. Now, what we asked him to do is go ahead and try to mug the center. If we could occupy the center like he's trying to do there, we felt like we could create some one-on-ones with our pass rush, which we do. Now, they're in a five-man protection, and they end up sliding the front away from Fletcher Cox, but the whole intent was for Jordan to occupy the center's attention, and if we can get Fletcher one-on-one with the guard, we felt like that he had a better-than-average chance to win on that rush, and he did. It was a big turnover for us right before halftime. It got us back to level with them, and it gave us a chance now to go in at the locker room at halftime with some momentum.
Time now to hear from Glenn Macnow, my trusty co-host on this Tuesday. Beautiful Tuesday at the NovaCare Complex, but I guess everything's beautiful when you're 5-1.
The sun is always shining. Everybody's got a bounce in their step.
That's right.
Life's great, Dave.
And we talked last week, Glenn, about if the Eagles could possibly win in Carolina, how it would really set this team up. And it really has.
Well, it really does because they have three home games now coming up. And you look at the schedule, you know, you don't count on anything, but there are some games that clearly look winnable. And you got a lot of separation in the division. A lot of things went the Eagles' way in the NFL, and particularly NFC last week. You don't root for injury, of course, but Aaron Rodgers going down kind of takes one of the favorites, puts their season in jeopardy.
And that is a good segue now to Glenn Macnow's takeaways. Normally we take away from the game, but since the game was played way back when on Thursday, we figured, well, let's talk about the state of the NFC. So with that, Glenn Macnow's takeaways from the National Football Conference.
All right, here you go. Number one, Dave. Almost nobody's out of it. We can say the Giants are out of it, the Niners are out of it. I think Tampa Bay is out of it, particularly if the quarterback is hurt and they've been a disaster. Chicago is out of it. I don't know that any of the other 12 teams, you just say they're dead. Arizona kind of revived last week. They may get David Johnson back at the end of the year. Peterson went in and did really well. Every other team, you can kind of say, well, they got life. There's a reason to believe. So I love where the Eagles are now. But, boy, parity reigns this year.
Yeah, 6 weeks into the season, we temper things a lot around here. Agreed that pretty much everybody is still in the game. Are the Giants theoretically in the game?
No team has ever gone 0-5 and made the playoffs. The only one that ever went 0-4 and made the playoffs was the Bobby Ross Chargers in, I think it was 1992.
Mm-hmm.
0-5. Listen, I never want to count the Giants as dead, because we've seen that thing come back to life, right?
They have to win 8 of their last 10. 8 of their last 10. 9 of 11, including last Sunday's game.
I don't think 9 this year will get you there either.
Okay. Okay. Then they're dead.
I'd like to think
so. Put a fork in them. All right.
Okay.
Continue.
Number two. I think the Cowboys are in big trouble. And, Dave, I take great glee in telling you this. I think the Cowboys are really in trouble. Now, You don't know. We think Ezekiel Elliott's not going to play the next 5 weeks. I'll believe it when it actually happens. Those are tough games for the Cowboys. Their schedule coming up looks pretty tough, including one of the games against the Eagles. One of the things that's happening above and beyond that is Dez Bryant is looking, I'm not going to say cooked, but certainly like he's on the downside. Their other wide receiver has not played well. Their offense just doesn't really have that spark. And you know their defense isn't good enough to carry him.
Yeah, they had a defensive tackle, a starting nose tackle, Steven Paella, retired. But they are still very talented, Glenn. And Dak Prescott, a better quarterback than I thought. So I do not rule out the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
They will be tough with or without Ezekiel Elliott.
Not telling you they're dead, but I think they're in a bad spot. Their next five games are at the 49ers. That's not a tough one. But at Washington, I think is tough. Kansas City, the Andes are going to still have a good year. At Atlanta, we'll find out what they are, and the Eagles. Those are some tough games there.
Okay.
All right. My third one, let's stay in the division. Don't sleep on Washington. I think that if I'm looking around and looking at teams that are kind of poised to do well, Washington to me is one of them. Kirk Cousins is a guy that they've never been comfortable enough to sign long-term. All he does is throw touchdown passes and play well. He had two touchdowns, 333 yards against San Francisco last week. I know it's the winless Niners, but they're really not a terrible team. Chris Thompson is filling in for Rob Kelly. He's done a great job as a running back, particularly catching passes, which is going to be a challenge for the Eagles this coming week. Their big problem right now is their secondary, which is Josh Norman is out, but Sean Breland went out, so their corners are so bad. You know who they're trying out this week?
Oh, I know who they're trying out this week. That great Nolan Carroll, formerly of the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys, very briefly. So that is good stuff.
Thank you, Dave.
Later on in the show, we're going to talk about ways the Eagles can improve, right?
There's not many. There's a few.
Yeah. But when we return here on Eagles 360, it's time for the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Doug Peterson, to join me in studio. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by McDonald's, introducing McDonald's new buttermilk crispy tenders, irresistibly delicious and made with 100% white meat chicken. Try a four-piece at the introductory price of $3.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher. Because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, after a nice long weekend off, a refreshed, relaxed, and ready to go, head coach Doug Peterson joins me, our weekly one-on-one presented by Wawa. Coach, welcome back to football.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Good, relaxing weekend?
Good weekend off, you know, to kind of get away from it a little bit and kind of recharge the batteries and ready to get back to work for this Monday night game.
But I guess you really never get away from it. It's always on your mind, but it must have been a nice feeling to see what your team accomplished last week in Carolina, to go in there on a short week, banged up, and to show the mental and physical resolve to win that game.
Completely. You know, last week, again, short week, the resiliency of the football team. I can't tell you I've been a part of a team that's had this many injuries, especially on one side of the ball, and yet the next guy's just stepped in and played well, and we've held this thing together. And it's a credit to not only to the players, but I think to the coaching staff as well for getting those guys, you know, prepared and ready to play.
Doug, it's interesting to watch this offense as it's evolved. So here's a question. Is there a go-to receiver on this team?
Man, I think if you had to put a go-to, if you had to point a finger, I know he's got a comfort level with Zach, but you know what? He's getting really comfortable with a lot of guys. You're seeing Nelson in the slot making some plays, and really, too, when you want a big play down the field, Alshon's been the guy. He's last couple of weeks. He's made some nice plays down the field, and last Thursday he did the same thing. And, you know, it's just I think he's getting comfortable with the personnel around him, and that's all part of the maturation process with a quarterback in any offense, and not only executing the plays, but knowing where everybody's going to be on a particular route.
And does that make this offense more dangerous, that a defense cannot settle in on Zach Ertz and Aguilar and Jeffrey and Torrey Smith, that you have weapons and confidence in all of those weapons?
It is. It's tough. And then right now, too, the balance between run and pass also is keeping defenses sort of at bay a little bit. And our offensive line is playing extremely well. Wiz is Stephon's played probably his best two games these last couple, and he's kind of coming into his own. And, you know, to have that balance with run and pass really makes it tough for a defense to kind of figure out what you're going to do.
Can I have a theory? You want to shoot it down if you want to, but here's the theory that I have. So, you know how in players go to New England and they seem to play their best football, right? Well, what we're seeing with this football team is that Patrick Robinson's playing his best football, and Kenyon Barner's playing his best football, and Jake Elliott's playing his best football, and Nelson Aguilar's playing his best football, and Zach Ertz is taking his next step. And here's my theory, that in New England, Tom Brady helps those players really grow, and that we're seeing the same thing with Carson. Is that any...
It's accurate. I think it's accurate. And the thing is, too, is Carson's still learning, and he's still getting better, and he's still, you know, he hasn't... I think if you ask him, he's like, you know, I still have a lot to learn and a growth. He wants to be like Tom and be where Tom is at this particular stage in his career. Tom's played a ton of football, too. Mm-hmm. Carson's only into his second year. But I think it's an accurate statement that the guys really want to play for the man that's behind center on any football team. And in our case with Carson, the guys are really battling and doing an outstanding job, not only for him but for the team.
And then the other theory I have is that the second year with the coaching staff and most of this personnel, and you talked about this in the offseason, I don't think anybody really paid attention because it didn't seem right. You said in the spring that you're now watching film of the Eagles in the Eagles scheme rather than year one watching film of Kansas City or Buffalo or whatever. That now that you know the personnel and they know you, you can really bring their games up.
Exactly, and that was a huge benefit to us, obviously, in the offseason and even through training camp. And just to have the players watch themselves and then to be able to correct and not only mistakes but show positive, too, and then be able to tweak plays, you know, to fit our personality offensively. And then with the additions of all the talent around Carson right now is really just beginning to kind of take off, and things are clicking, and it's got a nice rhythm going. It's just something as we go, we got to continue to you know, in these next 3 weeks, really, to do the same thing before we get a full bye.
Any concern at all about not letting up, but just not having that same edge?
There's always concern. Complacency can set in. You know, players and coaches can read press clippings, and people are always going to pat you on the back when you do well, and you begin to believe it just a little bit. But we have to stay focused, and it starts with me. I've got to stay focused on what I'm doing, and I can't let the team, you know, get too far to the left, too far to the right. We just got to keep the course and continue to do what we're doing. Continue to work hard in practice, and you know, we get some guys healthy in these next few weeks, and then we get another break. So we just got to keep it, you know, keep it steady, keep it right down the course.
Doug, you talked about last week the energy level on the short week, how the players really came back focused with a lot of energy. Now that they had the weekend off, have you seen the same thing today?
Same thing. Guys are energetic. Guys are really, really kind of feeling themselves. They're feeling each other, the team, and that's what you want, especially now. This is that grind part of the season. That middle part of the season, two things can happen. Teams begin to separate and go up, or teams separate and go down. And we're one of those teams, I think, right now. And that if we're going to continue on this path, we got to keep building and keep fighting and keep scratching and keep practicing, and we're on the rise. By no means, there's 10 football games left, and there's a lot of football, and so we got to just take them one at a time.
Doug Washington, you saw him week one. They come in again on Monday night. Does a lot change in terms of game plans in such a short period of time?
Well, you know, we've had time to look at them. You know, they're total body of work, obviously, in the last 5 or 6 weeks, and you know, we'll go back and revisit our first game, and there's some things that we came out of that game with as an offense and defensive staff that we'll probably do a little differently. They'll do the same thing, obviously, but just knowing them, it's another division opponent. It's Monday night. It's at home. And it's going to be electric. It's going to be fun in front of our fans, our stadium. And just looking forward to the game.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, back home, geez, it's going to be weird sleeping in your own beds for the week and then getting ready for the game.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to be the next three games, to be at home, be at our stadium, you know, and we're just so excited to be off that road.
Yeah, everybody's jazzed up. Coach, thanks so much.
Thanks, Dave.
Doug Peterson in studio, presented by Wawa. Thanks for joining us. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. Eagles High School Football Showdown, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week.
New pass every month? That's old news. Switch to the reloadable, replaceable, reusable Septa Key. Visit iSeptaPhilly.com for info.
Meet the Wawa Classic Hoagie. Every classic hoagie is made for you with delicious ingredients on a freshly baked roll. Try one today, like a toasty cheesesteak, a mouth-watering meatball, or a classic Italian hoagie. Every one made just how you like it. So, now that you've been introduced, stop by and get a fresh, delicious classic hoagie today. Gotta have a Wawa, the official hoagie of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher. Because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
Hi, it's Pete from Chickie and Pete's, where we really love food. Try one of our signature starters. From wings to nachos with either crab or buffalo chicken steak. Our ultra-thin, hand-tossed pizzas with our homemade marinara sauce are unbelievable. And of course, we're best known for our seafood. Crab seasoned the Chickie and Pete's way to amazing mussels and clams cooked to order. For great food and drink on your next night out, it's gotta be Chickie's and Pete's.
Ta-ta tokens. The Septa Key travel wallet is here. Visit iSeptaPhilly.com to meet the less jingly way to pay.
Welcome back. It's Eagles 360. Dave and Glenn here. Time now to talk about the Eagles at 5-1 and the ways that this football team can improve, because all they've really accomplished is a good start. No, a great start. We've got a lot of season to go here. 1994, the Eagles are 7-2. Richie Kotite's pumping the chest.
Oh, you're killing me. Yeah.
2013. Yes. No, 2014. Chip Kelly's Eagles 9-3 in December. What happened? Gone.
There you go.
Now,
Mr. Fun.
Yeah, Glenn Macnell, your first way that the Eagles can improve.
Okay, and I don't think either you or I foresee that, but yeah, it's always a realistic possibility. Here's one concern I took out of Carolina and that I've seen more this year. For as long as I've been here in Philadelphia following the Eagles, one thing they have almost always had are running backs who can block, who can pick up the blitz. Deuce Staley could do it. Ricky Waters could do it. Westbrook was great at it. Darren Sproles, good blocker. I watched that game last week, and we've been watching so far this year, and they're having a rough time doing it. It's not a strength of LeGarrette Blount. And when you watch the kids come in, Corey Clement, I'm not thinking so. Kenyon Barner really doesn't have the ability to do it. Other teams are going to watch that. They're going to blitz. The Eagles are going to have to figure that out.
Yeah, it's partially effort. It's certainly tape study. It's got to be, you got to sacrifice your body. And the Eagles need to have those running backs step up and do a better job. And I think they will. I think that Deuce is going to work on them. I mean, everybody recognizes that teams will blitz the Eagles. Running backs have to do a good job with that. All right, my first point of improvement is, and I know they're 61% in the red zone as far as touchdown efficiency, but it's a statistic that I think is so very important. You must score touchdowns in the red zone, and the Eagles need to be more consistent doing so. And that requires creativity in their package. That requires being physical along the offensive line. Again, they're seventh in the league right now. It's a number they want to keep there, maybe bump it up just a little bit. the very best teams in the league converting over 70% of their conversions in the red zone. I'd like to see the Eagles improve there.
I'm with you. Okay. Again, it hasn't been bad.
No.
Can it get better?
Good.
You want to be an elite team?
Want to be great.
Yeah, okay. My next one is this, and as happy as we've been with the defense, the front seven has been terrific. The linebacker play has been great, and the secondary has certainly held up better than I think any of us expected. But the Eagles this year, like last year, like recent years, are prone to that big play. I actually started to look up the numbers, and then I saw you put them out there.
Yeah.
So I'll go to you.
13 X plays, 13 pass plays of 20-plus yards allowed, 3 pass interference penalties down the field, plus 20 yards, including 2 in the Carolina game. So they have given up some of those big X plays.
That's one that you got to stop. And I know the pass interference calls are so ticky-tack in the NFL. You know, you breathe on a guy, you're going to get the penalty.
Well,
it's
unless Pete Morelli's running.
Depending on the color of the uniform. But it is something that they've got to be aware of because, you know, they're stopping those drives until those big plays. They got to get better.
All right, my final area to improve is really it's in the health department. Getting Ronald Darby back will be huge. Getting Wendell Smallwood back will really add to the backfield. And as we talked about, the pass protection, because he can work in pass protection. And then stay healthy. Get healthy and then stay healthy. And it's really hard to see this team faltering in the NFC East. If the Eagles can get these players back, we haven't even mentioned Sidney Jones all year. Who knows if Sidney Jones, the second-round pick, is ever going to play in 2017.
That's your unexpected bonus.
Right, but he's working hard. He's trying to get back for whenever that is. He's on schedule. The Eagles pleased with his progress. The more healthy bodies, the better. We don't know Chris Maragos, how long he'll be out with that knee injury. So there are some injury concerns. Fortunately, it's only been, and I say only, Darren Sproles, but that's a significant loss. Eagles have absorbed that, recovered from that, and moved on. I'm not sure they could recover from a lot of other players being lost for the season.
Yeah, well, that's what the NFL is all about, stay healthy and survive. And you see, Green Bay now is in perilous trouble because they lost their quarterback. Other teams, Arizona gets wiped out when they lose David Johnson. If you can just kind of keep everybody walking, you're always in the race.
Good stuff. So that's our look at the Eagles and how they can improve. Now we take a look at what's in store for you, our Amorosos. On the menu, here we go. We have an exclusive feature with Rodney McLeod, mic'd up during that win in Carolina, a talkative, chattery guy. We've got Mike Quick in studio, our first look for a second time at the Washington Redskins. And we'll do a progress report on an Eagles offensive player, Nigel Bradham, who has stepped up, Glenn, and become a dominant player. And that is our Amorosos on the menu. Look at what's ahead. Now, for the Eagles, it's Washington once again, Monday night. Very dangerous game for the Eagles when they look and see that Jonathan Allen's out for the Redskins, and they're banged up in the secondary, and they've got a new kicker, and oh boy, how can the Eagles? It's hard to beat a team twice in such a short period of time.
It is hard, and I think Washington is a better team than a lot of us thought they were when the Eagles beat them the first time. But I love the match at home. I love the 11 days rest, and I got to tell you, I love the fact, I always tell you the Eagles should run this week, pass all over them.
Okay.
Just abuse their secondary.
Okay. Throw the ball. Chunk plays.
Dave, your favorite phrase.
Thanks for coming around.
Chunk plays this particular week.
Get a lot of them, beat the Washington Redskins on Sunday and feel really good, or Monday night, and feel really good about where this Eagles team is. Glenn Macnell, Dave Spadaro, thanks for joining us here on Eagles 360. I'm back tomorrow with Mike Quick. In the meantime, have yourselves a great Eagles day.